Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
Hello! Hello!
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
Today. Yeah.
Bing the bang the boom dong boom DJ.
Let the big dog eat.
DA, great question.
All aboard.
The dog.
This is why you do what you do. Yo.
Somebody stop me.
Have some fun with your marriage.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look it.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
Oink, oink. Ow!
Hot and hurt.
I like pleasuring myself.
This is so dumb.
A little more juice.
What?
I am broken.
Good morning.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, DA, let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know, I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
DA, man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
The guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission
fun
to board that mothership.
Hey, your ship has connected.
And you the man, DA.
America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour Black Coal Block Party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Green Bay to Greensboro, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. We are on the air.
Stay listening, DA. Everything we're saying, DA, everything.
Good morning, everybody. So glad you're with us. You might be like, wait a second, DA. I thought you were supposed to be off the rest of this week. Oh, I was. But in purely DA show fashion, I take off and all hell breaks loose. And so here's how we're going to play it today. I'm doing this segment and a couple of others from the home studios, what we're calling the baby bunker. I was scheduled to take off this week, Tuesday through Friday, for paternity leave. You might be already saying, didn't you just do that? Well, yes, but we have more than 2 weeks we can use within this company. And so I figure, well, since Odyssey has decided to take so many pounds of flesh from me, I will decide to take my requisite baby time with AJ. And we have had some major developments in that category, let me tell you. But either way, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to be on top of this hour, right through Bogus's update coming up a half hour from now. And then I will rejoin in hour number 4, since our audiences change constantly, to address the breaking news. So I'll do that here. And then we'll also do that top of the 4th hour in between Mraz, Bogus, Bilotti, and everybody has the rest of your show in full. Also, in hour number 4, it just so happened that yesterday I taped an interview with Richard Sherman. Remember when we had Mick Lovin on the show a couple of weeks back? McLovin was part of the Stars on Mars show, and he got voted off. This is a show where celebrities get dropped off in the middle of the Australian outback, and they simulate being on Mars, and then you get voted off the show. This is a Fox show. Well, the same show's producer said, would you like Richard Sherman? And I said, yeah, yes, I would. And so they said, okay, can you tape an interview with him on Tuesday afternoon? I said, yeah, absolutely. So we taped something with Richard yesterday. I was the one that conducted the interview, so we'll play that coming up for you in hour four. I'm sure today you were like, I wonder how Richard Sherman felt about Stars on Mars. And I'm glad you asked that question because we have that answer for you coming up later on in the show. So it's going to be kind of a piecemeal show today. Now, the big news is we have turned a major corner with AJ here. Okay, I am really excited about this. Remember that last regular season game for Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars at home against the Colts 2 years ago? And it was like, I don't know about Trevor Lawrence. People wondered if he was going to be a bust. Was he more hype than actual reality? And then Trevor Lawrence in that game played really well, and that was the day that Carson Wentz melted down and the Jaguars got the win and kind of set themselves up for some momentum moving forward. Then last year capitalized on it, going to the playoffs, winning the division, winning a playoff game. That's how I feel right now about AJ. We had some really lean years in there, okay? Those weeks were long. He was not sleeping unless we were actually holding him. I'm waking up in the middle of the night, etc. Cap, of all people, this is how you know Cap's got answers. Cap goes, D.A., have you tried the Snoo? I go, the Snoo? I don't know the Snoo. Mohamed Sanu? What are we talking about here? He goes, no, the Snoo is this new thing that you got to check out. It's a bassinet, but it also rocks, and it kind of mimics the mother's kind of like rhythm. I had no idea about this. Look it up. Boom, there you go. Spoke to a few people that had young children. Oh, yeah, the Snoo, Snoo. People swearing by Snoo, Snoo, Snoo. So I look into it. Boom, okay? Whatever it takes. We have turned the corner, okay? So this week, while I am locked at home to take care of the Bourbon Belle and to save her sanity and also to save AJ as well, I've had so many nice suggestions from you guys. Try this, try that. The listeners have reached out to me. I think this might be the key that unlocks the offense, okay? I'm starting to see daylight here. We're starting to make the right reads. So that is big for the sanity here at the Baby Bunker. Why am I on the air? Well, when I take off, massive pieces of news happen. Sometimes it's the NFL draft. Sometimes Odell Beckham gets traded. Sometimes the NBA champion is crowned. Sometimes there's a trade out of nowhere. Today, it's Mraz is leaving the show. And not... for Big Baby on the Landfill. I know you are like, what the hell are you talking about, DA? But it is true. This just happened yesterday afternoon. We were all quiet in our beds, ready to go to back to work the next day. I was in Baby Bunker. And then the massive bomb drops on the DA show and CBS Sports Radio. Mraz is moving down the hall to the local side of things here in New York to be part of the new afternoon show there. They've had some restructuring, somebody leaving. Tiki is going into that slot. They've also said we want Mraz to be part of that slot as well. So obviously a lot of thoughts on this, but it is where we begin your cold open.
But there'll be a third and a new voice here in the afternoon with Tiki and with Evan Roberts. And he's very well dressed today.
Yeah.
Sean Moresh, yes, who's been with Damon Amendola on the network where Tiki and Tierney started, is in a suit. Sean will go over to where Tommy is and have an open microphone. And I'll be a third voice on your guys' show as you guys see fit.
I have a slight issue with you, Sean. Tiki said something so beautiful about Brandon, who was his partner for a decade.
Sure.
From the heart.
Yeah.
You haven't said a damn word about who you used to work with.
Damon
Any
Amendola.
Emotional thoughts or no?
No, it's going to be very tough. Tomorrow morning is a big DA show announcement over on CBS Sports
Radio.
DA? No. That place means a lot to me. And I would not be here today without DA.
Gio was an intern.
Can you let him finish his heartfelt tribute to DA and never finished?
It means a lot. No, tomorrow morning, I want to save a lot of that for tomorrow morning listener base.
Yeah, but nobody will hear it. So why don't you
There's a lot more listeners than you think over there.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
So that is the bit. Mraz is going to join Evan Roberts and Tiki Barber on the afternoon show on WFN. And that's going to be his full-time job. Once upon a time, he pulled two shifts. He was our producer, then also the producer down the hall at the Fan for the midday show. That will not happen. This is his only job going forward. So that's the bit. This will start in late July. So we have about a month to go with Mraz before he moves on over to the New York side of things. So, Petey, we can bring down the music and we'll just kind of address this head on. Okay. First of all, the timeline of this. This is just about the worst corporate timing ever. I mean, the worst. We come off this amazing moment at Bob's Bar on Friday, the childhood home of Mraz. Bob and Nancy open up their doors. Everybody travels from far and wide. Here we are, the epicenter of our universe, and corporate decides, oh, you know what? Why don't we completely cover all of that up by making this announcement and Mraz is leaving? Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate the support on that. So timing of this is remarkable. They allow us to have Bob's Bar. It's a big shindig. It's a big party. And then Monday and Tuesday, they're like, oh, and you know what? Boom. So I learned about this after the show on Monday. I had this week planned off for paternity leave for weeks now, okay? So this is the way that it went down. I wish it could have been a better timing. I wish that it didn't happen right in the aftermath of the glow of Bob's Bar, but corporate is what corporate does, and this is what they've decided. Okay, number two. It'll be the DA show for the next month with Mraz, and then beyond, it will sound very much the same, because me and Bogish and Bilotti will hold it down. We'll have the cast of thousands, as always, EJ and Pat Boyle and Carlos with a K and Billy Jock alone, and the list goes on and on and on. It's the same voices you will hear going forward. We will end up having a search for the replacement for Mraz. I don't know when that begins. I don't know what that looks like. Me and Pete will have to get together on this. Obviously, we'll weave in our bosses, but that's not really for today. That will happen. I'm not sure what that looks like. As for Mraz specifically, in October and November of 2012, I learned that I was going to come to New York to be the overnight host on CBS Sports Radio. At the time, I was doing evenings in Boston for one of the company's affiliates, 98.5 The Sports Hub. And when I came here, the program director said, do you have a producer that you want to bring along, or do you have a producer that you know of that would want the job? And I said, you know, honestly, the producers that I have right now in Boston want to stay in Boston. They're from here. The producers I've had along the way are right now pretty entrenched in where they are. They don't want to uplift their family and move. So I'm kind of a free agent when it comes to producers. So they put in front of me, they said, okay, we have three part-timers who want you to interview and just see if you vibe with any of them. So I interview the three guys, and Mraz was one of those three guys. And I asked Mraz who his favorite teams were, and he gave me the Giants, as you might imagine. I said, wow, so how big of a fan are you? He showed me the Giants tattoo. I said, that's a big fan. And he told me that he was named after the punter on the 86 team, Sean Landetta. And I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, no, that's true. I said, well, I think we could do something here. That was all I needed to hear, that he was named after the punter of the 86 Giants. And thus launched this amazing relationship between Mraz and I. At first, we had no familiarity with one another at all. And 10 and a half years later, He is one of my closest friends. The Mraz family means the world to me. I've seen two of his daughters be born and now start to grow up. Bob and Nancy, I've seen every year since we've gotten together, whether it's a block party or the Bob's Bar show or something else. I see them every, I go to their house every year. I have slept at their house before. So they mean a great deal to me. And Mraz means a great deal to me, as you might imagine. And our relationship has always been professional and about this show, but really it's about much, much more. And he's a very, very dear friend of mine. And because of that, I wish him the best. And because of that, obviously, I'm not mad about this from Mraz's standpoint. I want his career to continue to take off, and this hopefully is a launching point for that. It's a big show in a big market. The company obviously values that, and they want Mraz's personality there. They want him to be who he is there. And so he's got my blessing 1,000 times over, and I told the bosses this as well. I would never stand in his way, and he has grinded for me for a decade. The least I can do is support him when he'd like to move on. And so that is absolutely what I'll do. So I hope you share that with me. It's a tough loss, but I think we all want what's best for him. And if this is what the dream is, then you've got to support the dream. And nobody's ever stood in my way when I've wanted to move on and climb the ladder. And I would only pay that forward to the people that work with me. The reason Mraz is desirable is because he is the most unique character perhaps in sports radio. I mean, let's face it. Who else openly soils their pants on the air? How could you ever replicate that? You just can't. And he's done it twice. Once in podcast, once on live radio. You just go down the hit list of things that Mraz has done, has said. It is what they're looking for over there. They want to package that up and put it over there. And how can you blame them? There is something that is unbelievably unique and compelling about Mraz. And I don't blame them at all for wanting a pinch of that magic where they think that they might need it for whatever reasons. And we have been the beneficiaries of that for 10 and a half years. And I only hope that they continue to let Mraz, because that's when he's at his best, when he is just an agitator and he doesn't know where Brazil is and he soils himself and he pigs out and he eats his cupcakes or his breakfast sandwiches sensually on camera, and you just keep driving around going, is this guy for real? Now the answer is yes, this guy is for real. So this is very, very bittersweet for me, because of course we would love to keep him here forever, but that's not always the case. Talented people move on. Mraz is one of those people, and he's got nothing but our blessings here and great gratitude for the years that he put into the DA show. Every other stop that I've ever had, I was there for 4 or 5 years or less. This is the only stop I've had where I've been longer than that, and we've now hit the 11th year here at CBS Sports Radio. So Mraz has been my longest tenured producer ever, and that means a lot. I will say there's a part of this that really bothers me, and that is the New York arrogance. You heard it there in that clip, Craig Carton say, well, nobody will listen to that, nobody hears that. And that part of this bothers me to no end. It has nothing to do with Mraz. It is corporate just thinking that we are a farm system at CBS Sports Radio. Okay? Gio left the mornings to go do mornings at WFAN. Tiki and Tierney, they uplifted a whole show, put it over at New York. Okay? Now you have Mraz, pick him up, go over there. We're basically the Royals of the 50s, 60s, and 70s for the New York Yankees. That's essentially what has happened here. Oh, you know what? We'll just take a piece here, take a piece there. We'll just move it over to New York because it's far more important there. And you know what? Enough is enough. I am launching a New York embargo around here. I don't want to play any clips from that station. No more overnight rants. No more Jack Stern updates. No more anything over there. I don't want any more stuff from over there. I'm sure plenty of you across the country are already sick of how New York-y everything is on this network. You will get a fresh start here. I'm over it. We're done. Okay, no more sound clips, no more citations, no more guests. I might even tell Bogush, no Yankees, no Knicks, no Jets or Giants or Mets scores from here on out. We're not even observing New York at this point. And we live here. But this is the arrogance of the company and the people at the station to think, oh, well, it doesn't matter over there. Let me tell you something. When Gordon from Vancouver and his one good leg gets in a flight to fly 3,000 miles to then drink rum chata and Crown Royal all day in the backyard of Mraz's house, it means something, baby. We'll oil boil, we'll slap kill bosses, and we'll show it to them and say, hey, who has more fun than us? So that's my big thing here about the situation. Also, over my dead body, will Mraz no longer be part of this show? He's right down the hall. Bob's Bar is still in our backyard. I will fight tooth and nail to make sure certain things continue. I'm going to have to go to management and to get them to say yes to a few things, but we're not going to let Mraz cut bait and never hear from him ever again. We're basically in indentured servitude here, okay? Mraz had his 10 and a half years. That doesn't buy complete freedom. You get some freedom, not complete freedom. We're going to have him as some part of the show, and we will protect. We must protect this house with Bob's Bar. We must protect this house because Friday was not the last time we're doing that. I'm going to tell you that right now. We're not letting that happen. We will protect that and make sure that continues to be a gathering point for this show. That's my spiel. When we come back, Mraz will join me. When we come back, Bogush will join me. When we come back, Bilotti will join us, and we'll discuss this as a family, as only a family can do. When somebody is moving on and they're moving out of the house, this is, I'm sure, the conversation Mraz had with Bob and Nancy once upon a time. Let's get our affairs in order. We'll do that coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Being Alive Day, the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, yes, welcome back. We are addressing the dictator in the room. Mraz is leaving the show 1 month from now. He is moving over to the New York side of things. They have plucked him to be part of the new afternoon show over there on WFN, and we wish him nothing but the best. But we are processing this because it kind of came out of nowhere. And on the same day that we get the news that Mraz is leaving, I get this email from management. Good morning, Team New York. If you were in the office yesterday, you might have noticed an odor that at times was fairly strong during the day. Building management identified the source as a contractor working on the roof using a blowtorch. Oh, I missed that yesterday. It smelled like hell on our floor yesterday. All right, welcome back. Did any of you guys smell this, the blowtorch stench?
I did not. There were rumors it was in my pants. Thankfully, I found out it's on the roof.
Building management focused on the pants of a future New York radio star.
So, like I said, we come off Bob's bar, and management's like, oh, yeah, we're going to just dump all this cold water all over it, and Merez is leaving.
It was nice when we thought they just ignored the show, like it didn't happen, yeah. And instead they're like, no, we're going to kill all of that momentum.
Right. Yeah. Let's just disassemble all that you just built there over the last couple of years.
Here you go. Have a good week.
Here you go. Have at it. Oh, and DA, you're out this week? No big deal, right? You don't have to be on the air. Right. Could you imagine learning that Merez is leaving the show and it's just like, oh, and DA will see you in 2 weeks. By the time he comes back, Merez will be literally off the show.
Enjoy Smokey and the Bandit.
Who's this? Oh, okay. So, all right. Let's start here. Merez, how you feeling?
I'm a bit of a mess. You're probably gonna hear me cry about 15 times over the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but, I don't know, man. I'm still processing everything. I'm excited for sure, but, I'm a nervous, emotional, sad mess at the same time because of everything you said and how much you and this place means to me.
And you're a sentimental dude as well.
For sure.
Yeah, you don't know how to compartmentalize.
Yeah, it'd be really sad if I cried about a Ryan Callahan trade once and didn't cry now. I mean, that would say probably a lot about me. But I'm going to try to keep it together the best I can.
Well, the fact is, when Jeter retires and you cry, and Callahan's traded and you cry, and the Giants lose in Week 17 and you cry.
And you miss free Wendy's breakfast and you cry.
Then you would really know, and that is a good window into Merez. You know how he feels right now. This is hard. This is really hard.
Yeah.
This is family, and this is what you've known, and you've watched your career and your life grow to this point in time. It is a great compliment to you that they believe that you are an important fit over there. Honestly, for personality reasons, I kind of feel like they know that they need some juice. They need that. I think they know they need a little pizzazz. And they're like, let's add Merez and stir. And so that's a compliment to you. Because I feel like they want exactly who you are over there. Right?
For sure. And that was the way it was presented to me. So, and I know I've gotten this question a lot in the last 12 hours because my name will not be on the show title name. It'll be Evan and Tiki. And a lot of people have asked, well, you know, where do you fit in there? And why are you going over there? And I think that's a lot of what you said. I think that they know that those are two obviously well-accomplished radio personalities, but they're looking for a little something extra, a little je ne sais quoi, yeah, if you will.
Je ne sais quoi. Now we finally did use it correctly.
Yeah, and I think they've observed what's happened here over 10 and a half years. And, you know, they want whatever it is that I am and that magic fatness, I guess they want over there, and that's what I'm going to come bring.
He can't say it. I'll say it. Those two guys are nerds. I love Evan. I love Tiki. I wish I could be Tiki, but they're nerds. They need Sean's whatever, his je ne sais quoi. They need to stir that drink, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be an exciting opportunity. I mean, it's kind of funny now looking back 20 years ago if you told me I'd be doing afternoons locally at the station I grew up listening to with Tiki freaking Barber, who was once my favorite, you know, Giant. I would have said no way would that ever happen in my life. So from that standpoint, this is, you know, exciting. And, you know, like you said, DA, coming off the Bob's Bar Show, this is all happening really fast. So I don't even know if I've fully processed everything that's gone on yet. We've kind of had a lot thrown at us. So, you know, it's something I'm sure that, you know, you'll get, you know, a better version of me in the coming days where I can get myself together. But, you know, I am just going through all of this right now. And, you know, it feels weird. I don't want to say goodbye today because, as you've said, we've had a full month to do that, and I'm sure as the days tick by, this will become more and more real like that. But again, I know that the way management looks at me and is asking me to go to this role and promoting me, so to speak, in this role, I know that I would not be in this position without you for sure. Like you said, taking a chance of me, elevating me, finding that, you know, certain touch with me and letting me expand myself, you know. Whether it's burps, poops, or just good old laughs, you've certainly put me in that spot. You know, Pete has been for many years.
Did the
years.
Fan release mention the poops?
No, it did not.
Okay. The essentials of sports talk.
Honestly, poops, burps, and laughs is how I feel about AJ right now. That's kind of everything that's happening in his world as well.
Exactly. So all of that, plus, you know, the sports takes and the Giant stuff and all of that. And Pete, for years now, has been like a great bench coach to me as far as me being the manager.
Leo Mazzoni.
No, he has been. And somebody I could, you know, a sounding board off. And sometimes the listeners might think me and Pete hate each other. But actually, at least from my standpoint, I love the man like a brother. And, you know, I'm going to miss sitting next to him and, you know, bogus shucks. But whatever, I'll say goodbye to him. But all you guys, man.
It's okay. You don't have to.
I'll get myself together, but yeah, today feels like it should be a really exciting day, and it is for me, but I'm not going to lie, it kind of sucks too.
Yeah, it's bittersweet for all of those reasons. It's very much like graduating college or something like that, where you're moving on to something exciting, but you have so many memories and so many good times, and you just can't imagine what life is like without that. So, I mean, I think it's the same for all of us. Bogues, how you feeling about everything?
Well, let me just share for those who are not watching us in our, you know, preferably on YouTube or maybe on Twitch. The scene, I can't look to my left because Sean's crying. I'm pretty sure Bilotti's emotional. And then I've got Carlos, who we've discussed is disingenuous, so I have no idea how to read his face. There's no safe place for my eyes right now.
Let me tell you what Carlos is thinking. Pure joy that maybe a job has opened up and he can get it.
No, I was saying this is the most awkward I've ever been in this seat. Like, I'm here at the wrong time. I so wish EJ was here today.
But listen, as much as I like to dismiss Sean and not be nice to Sean, everyone is aware of how good Sean is at being Sean and being on the radio. I don't say this disrespectfully to DA. I thought he would have had a chance to go somewhere else by now. And this is a remarkable opportunity. It's mind-blowing and couldn't be happier for him. I'll probably reserve my full emotions until, like, the last couple of – that's just how I work in general. Like, today – we'll make fun of Pete for being emotional. I won't look at Sean. But, like, I'm good at compartmentalizing, which Sean is not. So if you need me to be really sappy and sweet and emotional, give me to late July. But for now, I just I'm super proud. Congratulations. And hopefully he doesn't forget my phone number, which is possible.
Oh, I won't. Thank you.
PDB, you're a good management guy in terms of, like, seeing radio potential and shows and talent. How do you feel about everything?
Well, you know, many people knew this was coming over the years. I did too. We all kind of knew that, you know, there's so much talent with Sean that he would move on to do something else that helps propel his talent on the air. You know, and if you didn't know it was coming, I have a couple timeshares to sell you. But
we worked a whole bit around Big Baby in the Lamp, expecting that he would at some point leave.
Right. Thank you for saying that. That helped. I'm having a hard time with all this.
Because we're losing Mraz, or because we're losing down the hall? And they seem don't care about a carcass of a show.
Well, but
there is that.
Still beats, and they watch us and laugh and leave us in the middle of the
highway. I'm going to work in reverse. The down the hall thing, I'm going
to
address in July.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, why don't we kick that down the road a little bit?
Yeah.
Because we could spend weeks doing that.
Right. As we've all talked about, this network has been on the air. We're in our 11th year, and or 10th or whatever it is, and there's been a lot of morning shows, and a lot of people have been in this control room with me, and there's a bond in the control room. A lot of these guys, and I miss them all, and I'm going to miss Sean.
Well said, Petey, man. Well said. And, you know, the magic of this show is that this really is family. All these guys mean the world to me, and I hope that they know that. And I think that comes across on the radio, that we are a family here, and we extend that to our listeners as well, and which is why Bob's Bar is so magical. It does feel like when people fly in and meet you for the first time that they really are your best friends. They really are family. It's all one. And so, like, that's what we're all feeling right now. Pride that Mraz got this opportunity. Pride that he is talented enough and now respected enough to move on to a big slot. He didn't have to go to Tucson. He actually got just started in New York, which is amazing.
Yeah, instead they treated this show like the landfill.
And so it is, we have such pride and love and appreciation that Mraz got this shot, but it is obviously difficult to watch a family member leave and move on to a different thing. But I will paint this as a positive. He didn't have to go to Tucson or Grand Rapids or Tulsa. He got to go down the hallway, so he's still around us all the time.
You know, based on some of the local tweets I got, I think maybe they wish I was going to Tucson.
And so that's a great thing for us, that we get to keep him close. He's in the building. He's down the hallway. He's still part of the company. I mean, who knows? You know, there's always a separate reality where a totally different company puts him in afternoons in Detroit or puts him in afternoons somewhere else, and then suddenly we just don't ever hear from him again. So I'm happy for that part of it, but we are all really happy no matter what the opportunity was. And Pete said it well. We're one family here, and this is awesome, but it's also hard. Let me say this, though, about Bob's Bar. We cannot lose this, Mraz. So I don't know what it's going to take to negotiate with the company.
Well, it's going to take you setting up and cleaning up, pal. That's what's going to happen.
And winning on Bob's house.
I mean, do you care more about the house than Sean?
Right, so I'm starting to get that five. Yes.
But I do have an idea, D.A.
Okay.
So this just came to me.
Yeah.
There's another Morash that needs a job. Bob the Deli Man's retired.
Oh, wow.
The lines are in place. What if we just do it? We get a different Mraz. We have to change so little. Bob's going to say amazing things. He has the same fandoms as Sean. He'd cry over the same retirements. And he probably, if he had a Ring doorbell camera, he was doing the same thing after week one after a win at the Titans. I mean, just let's literally stay in the family, hire Bob, keep Bob's Bar in the mix, and away we go.
It's a really good idea. Usually Hollywood goes into prequels, so you get a younger version of things like Baby Yoda and things like that. But in this case, it's almost like The Irishman, where we fast forward how old De Niro is, and it's like, let's just get to Mraz in his 60s.
But this is like the origin story of Sean, as we see his dad, and we figure out in retrospect how Sean got to be Sean.
The happiest person will be Schwartz, because he'll no longer have the worst hip on the show. So I think that's really huge.
We'll lose out on a lot of free stuff, though.
Yeah, so we'll have to figure out how to keep you as part of the family, Mraz. We're not going to let you go that easily.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody that came out of Bob's Bar being like, oh my God, that's the last one ever, because we have so much momentum from that. I want to make sure that everybody knows, don't worry, you'll still get to meet Mraz next year at the same event. It'll just be, I'm not sure if you hear him on this show every single day.
Yeah, I'm not going to be dead, hopefully. I mean, hopefully. That clock's still ticking.
I mean, but it's on the table, right?
Yeah, sure. No, it won't be hard to find me and, you know, in some sort of involvement. But we'll work on that for a later date, for sure.
And Pete, we will hold off on our New York resentment and corporate resentment for at least a few more days.
Well,
I shouldn't have bumped our boss in the hallway this morning?
I think Pete's just mad he hasn't finished the year of the buffoon, and he's a little light right now.
Well, that's the other thing.
But that's the good news, Pete. Think of the hours you're getting back having to do that.
The hours I set aside for stupidity.
Right.
But no, I was telling him, when I was driving in today, if you were driving behind me, I'm sorry, because it went from anger to our New York friends and to me being a ball of emotion, and I don't think I was paying attention to the road, so I apologize for that. But yes, there's a lot of things to address with them. Especially taking all of our talent that we develop and using it over there, which we're not upset at all. The time of reckoning is coming.
The time of reckoning is coming. Me, Pete, and Bogues are going to have pitchforks outside of corporate's door at some point in time. We refuse to lose any more talent.
Yeah, I'm going to need some guidance, though, on the free food that's often outside courtesy of the fan. That's one of the few work perks we have here. So you need to tell me if I'm still allowed to have a random donut or a sandwich when they show up down the hallway.
More.
Oh, yeah, take more of it.
Yes. Yeah. No,
interesting
now they really
strategy.
So my grandmother used to say.
They really owe us. Now we get to eat like Schwartz. Take everything that's free in the building.
Bins, everything, containers.
In fact, you could argue there might be more of it if I'm the one going over there. That might be
true.
Take home the staplers. Take home whatever you got, okay? We're taking what's ours.
Attica.
There's a revolt.
We just traded Sean for a 6-foot hero and 2 dozen donuts. All right. That's fair.
and all the scotch and all the scotch tape dispensers in the building. And all the office chairs. We're taking everyone that actually has both handles.
Well, there's none left. I don't think there's any left.
They got to order those.
Yes.
So the rest of the show is going to try to be somewhat normal. I'm going to sign off. Merez, Bogues, Pete, have you the rest of the way. And then I'll come back for hour number four because we don't want to just do 4 hours on this. It might be a little bit much.
I couldn't talk if we were doing 4 hours of this.
Yeah, so we will pull the parachute now, and I'll come back at hour number four, and we'll kind of circle back on this. But if you're just tuning in, Merez, at the end of July, we'll be leaving for a spot on the afternoon show, the new afternoon show on the local side of things in New York. At the moment, Andrew Bogus is a kind sir. He has our headlines.
In fact, DA, I do not. I'm a kinder sir. I'm going to pass things over to the one and only Pat Boyle for said headlines.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Pat Boyle's in, and maybe he smelled the blowtorch odor yesterday in the building.
I did not. I was not here, but I'm glad I wasn't because it seemed like it was pretty foul. But either way, we are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com. So, bouncing off of DA, let's lead with both the Yankees and Mets games, right? Just kidding. I never thought I would be leading headlines with Reds highlights this year, but man, they are on some kind of heater.
Pitch to Friedel. Oh. He yanks it right field, hit well and deep, and it is gone! A three-run home run by T.J. Friedel, and the Reds are on top 3-1.
Tommy Thrall, Reds radio the call. T.J. Friedel with four hits, including that three-run home run. Everybody's favorite rookie phenom prospect, Ellie De La Cruz, also with three hits and a home run. Things got murky in the ninth. The Rockies loaded the bases, but Alexis Diaz struck out Jorge Alfaro to end it, and the Reds hold on for an 8-6 win, pushing their win streak to 10 games. We will hear from manager David Bell, I guess, at a different time because we are short on time here. But a quick other baseball scores for you. Citizens Bank Park was a house of horrors for Spencer Strider after he got lit up in the playoffs there last year. He put those demons behind him. 9 strikeouts across 6 innings. Braves got home runs from Austin Riley and Matt Olson to beat the Phillies 4-2. And a great pitcher's duel in Miami that had bagels until the 8th inning. Then a pair of you hungry?
Yeah, let's get us bagels now.
Then a pair of RBI singles broke the seal. The Blue Jays held on to cool off the red-hot Marlins 2-0. Some quick football news. The NFL is reinforcing its gambling policy to players ahead of the 2023 season in wake of the recent violations. There are 6 pillars. Among them, don't bet on the NFL. Seems pretty simple enough. And I know Sean and Bogus are going to mention this coming up. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is under investigation on allegations of assault and battery at a Miami Beach marina. According to a spokesperson for the Miami-Dade Police Department, Hill allegedly hit a marina employee during a disagreement that took place Sunday. As of now, the employee has declined to press charges. And finally, Men's College World Series in Omaha. Couple of seasons on the line last night. Number 5 LSU blanked Tennessee 5-0. And Oral Roberts' season got washed down the drain. TCU took care of them 6-1.
I'm laughing because I'm finally getting to see a show sheet that I didn't do. This one was authored by Merez. And the grammar is amazing.
That was awful.
The top of hour number 2, the question is the Blazers' attempt to keep Lillard happy pathetic? There has to be a comma in there, or we're going to have to restructure that sentence.
You're welcome, WFAN.
I don't even know what I meant. I was a blubbering mess when I put this together last night, too.
Oh,
bear
yeah, that's
with
what
me.
It was.
Is the Blazers' attempt to keep Lillard happy pathetic?
Yes.
Yes, the answer is definitely yes. Something in the Pacific Northwest is happy pathetic, I think. When we come back on the show, the guys will take it from here. I believe they'll talk a little Hard Knocks. Oh, no, we're going to do the Tyreek Hill thing coming
up.
Yeah,
that was yesterday.
Jeez,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
3-2-1.
All right. Tyreek Hill story coming up next. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks to DA for joining us. He'll join us again at the top of hour number 4. It's me, Merez, with Boak. So we were about to do Tyreek Hill here. I know we haven't done a lot of sports, but hey, you know what? It's a long time between now and football.
It's
we'll
also
have more of
Wednesday.
That. Yeah.
That's how things go.
We're going to do more of Tyreek Hill, I think, at the Blazers at the top. But just to kind of put a bow on some things here for the first hour. Look, I'm sorry if I'm not getting the words out and thanking enough people. We are going to do a lot of that over the next 3 weeks. This obviously is going to be an exciting period, but a difficult period because of how much all of this you know, is meant to me. And the listeners I didn't get to thank there over the first half an hour also know that I would not be in this position being viewed this way by management as, you know, somebody that's going to help a new afternoon show locally at, you know, one of the biggest blowtorch stations in the country if it was not for you guys. If every one of you hated my guts, and some of you do, which is fair, they would not view me that way. You guys have helped my popularity, for lack of a better term, and to not sound egotistical, and I love you for that. I love all of you for that. So, yes, I'm going to miss you. I've already kind of linked up with a couple DA leans, as I've said. I'm going to be more of a fan and listener of the show, so I'm going, you know, putting me in the same fervor as Dixieland Dan is going to be fun going forward.
You're going to need a new Twitter handle. Show burner.
Yeah.
As a listener.
And on that, I wanted to piggyback on this too. Some of you might have noticed late yesterday afternoon, my Twitter handle did change. It is no longer Moraz CBS. It is now my name, Sean Morash. As part of my move over there, it was, you know, upon the request of management that I no longer go by Moraz when I start over there. Yeah, that was an interesting wrinkle, and I have no problem sharing that with all of you. Feel free for all of you guys to still call me that, but they would like me to go by my real birth certificate name, and I was asked to change my socials as such.
Interesting. So we get to keep Moraz in the divorce?
Yes. Yes, but I did not want anybody reading that and thinking like, wow, he really doesn't care about us or the D. Now he's too good for Moraz. That was, as Pete shrugs, he was probably unaware of that part. That was another part of this whole deal. So I wanted to address that before anybody was like, how, you're switching your Twitter handle? You don't care about us? Anyway, that is exactly what is going on there, too. There's a lot behind the scenes as we continue to shuffle the deck here.
New York.
We'll talk about the Blazers and if they're happy, pathetic with Damian Lillard. Next, it's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.